Rosie, Sandra mentioned the case of the terrorist case in Stranraer, the men that have been deported, and quite a lot of time, both as campaigners or lawyers or people who have been working against Dungable, it can get depressing when we see the defeats. And a few days ago, you had two men who were deported back to Pakistan, men who'd come to this country to work legitimately, men who'd sold land in Pakistan, actually legally working in Northern Ireland, decide to come to Dumfries to see a brother. One of them has a date of birth, the 11th of September 1969, as a result of which the Procurator Fiscal, the Crown, decided in that case they must have somehow be linked to the attacks on the 11th of September 2001 and deported. The government takes £86,000 off them and then kicks them out of the country and then says, well, you can fight your case from Pakistan, you can come to court in June and do that. But you can't come to court, but you can do it in Pakistan. That was depressing, but what I'm happy to say is there's a case that many of you will know about, the case of Magwa Sanu, who suffered horrific abuse, was sold into slavery at a young age, suffered a great deal. Not a case on its own, there's many cases like that, but people have seen the case. A campaign was built up around Magwa. She was taken to Yarswood, and then when they tried to deport her, she was beaten up by the security guards, and then eventually she was brought back to Yarswood, and she has a court case now pending, hopefully against the Home Office and against the security guards. And at the time, what we were worried over the last week was that they were deliberately taking people out of Yarswood and removing them without telling the lawyers, without telling the campaigners, and putting them onto flights. What I'm pleased to say is that we have Magwa Sanu, who was released yesterday, and her daughter, Teddy, here today. I thank everybody who supported the campaign so far, but I'd also like to say, as a warning, the campaign's not over. The campaign's only just started. Magwa is now free. She's back to Glasgow, where she wanted to come back to be with friends. But I hope that everybody joins the campaign, signs up to the campaign, and realises that the real fight starts now, the same way it always has to.